ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we took a trip to the Connacht GEA Centre of Excellence in Bacon to speak with Connacht GEA CEO John Prenti and Facilities Manager Kurt Reinhardt about the environmental practices they've undertaken. Kurt begins by saying Connacht GEA have always been keen to work with the environment since the centre's inception.
The green practices have been going on for a long time, actually, although they're obviously in the media more and more as we deal with climate change. But for Connacht GEA, it's since the inception of the site, really, there's been programmes running from the initial build here included rainwater harvesting. So we have a tank here, 72,000 litre tank, that collects rainwater from the roof and dispenses that then around all our toilets are serviced from rainwater. That's been going on since 2010, 2011. Then back when the initial site was purchased from a biodiversity point of view, there was 7 acres of ash planted and we have 2.5 kilometres of walkways which have just recently been extended. So then building on that, then obviously the dome was built and delivered in 2020. That gave us a focus on energy. So we started building on them initial green efforts. So we have programmes running across every thematic area now. We have, obviously, the water has continued. We've sort of innovative ways of managing our water consumption here, so using less, using sensors and so on. And then across transport, we have installed EV chargers. We have 2 22-kilowatt EV chargers here on site for our visitors. We've extended the biodiversity recently with the help of our volunteers in the region, have planted 13,000 native trees. Now, as they develop, they'll give our games protection, the pitches protection, and the dome protection over time. So very practical wins on all sides, whether it's the climate or our games. Then on the waste, we've recently launched a recycling program because really, since COVID, restrictions have been dropped, a lot of footfall. So we're over 150,000 visitors now. The waste that's left behind them people is a huge issue, as you can imagine. So we've embraced and launched a waste and recycling program with the help of the Regional Waste Authority and Sinead Ní Mhaighnín. And that's had a big impact initially, and we're building on that. That'll take time. It'll probably take a number of years to change the culture of our visitors and how they deal with waste. Then on the energy side of it, we've been working for a number of years trying to deliver an energy program that started off with the help of Clore with LED upgrades and sensors, attendance sensors in all our offices and public areas around the site. And then we expanded that into solar farm installation, where we've just installed 1,000 solar panels and we're now the first in the country to be exporting electricity back to the grid. And then that sort of comes full circle back again to keeping our costs down, allowing all the children free access here, all schools are free access here from primary to third level. So to allow that to happen and to promote our games and culture, the association, you know, them costs have to be managed. So the solar has been another big advancement in that. Then finally, probably last, the end of 22, the Connacht Council launched an energy 10-year energy master plan as part of Connacht GEA's sustainable energy community. So now the council have taken on to deliver a 10-year roadmap, essentially. So yeah, we're very focused on it, very happy with the way the programs have evolved since 2010, and yeah, all good. Pipes as well now installed on our walkways, and we've extended the walkways actually recently, again with the help of Clore. The site is maturing well.
Just to bring yourself in on this one, John, obviously here it is the Connacht Centre of Excellence. Sometimes it gets forgotten about because it's in Mayo, but you cover the five counties in Connacht. And it's important that things aren't just happening here, but how do you try and help roll this out to the different county boards and then further on into the clubs?
Well, I suppose with the county boards, we're particularly working with Mayo County Board with the campus project in Castlebar, and Kurt is involved with that with them. we're a sustainable energy community, so we have access to grants for counties at a higher percentage rate than they'd be able to do themselves, so we're involved with that with them. And then that rolls down to the clubs. I know lots of the counties are dealing with sustainability and all the different areas in the counties. I know Mayo are working on it, and I know Galway have started doing that, and the other counties will be following suit in the winter time. So we're, our job is to promote the association in the five counties, so it's not just a Mayo project or a Connacht GA project here in Bacon, it's for the five counties, and we're working with them to roll that out as best we can.
And tell me, are there practices and things there to, I suppose, incentivise and try and help clubs push out these practices more?
Well, I suppose the big thing is that because we're an SEC, that we can help the counties get access to a higher percentage of grant aid than they would normally if they went on their own. So that's a big help. And we work on that with them and advise our officers and that. And so for the counties after that, we can't push them, but a lot of them are getting very interested in what we're doing. And then Kurt is involved with Crow Park as well from the Green Clubs project. So that, again, he's a conduit between the clubs and the counties and the five counties here. So.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
For more information on this and every episode of Ours to Protect, log on to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.